This is my love song of sorts. Don't get me wrong, I don't really think I'm in love with David's sister. I just thought this would be a really good way to piss David off, because David's sister is hot. And I mean hot.
David was a cool guy and nerd just like me, and I met his gorgeous sister at the age of 18. Breathtaking beauty, very smart and funny, talented and stunning. Miss Popularity, she sat right beside me in my first hour class, and I refused to make a rhyme about a tight little lass. Whoops, that was an accident, my bad, I swear. I also swear she drove me crazy with her golden blonde hair, but there was nothing I could do, couldn't make me a move, because David was a good friend and I knew he disapproved, but it was pretty irrelevant. She was out of my league, thought it a better idea to take the heart off of my sleeve. So I just sit in a corner and pine from afar, wrote my little movie so I could make her the star. Not so much a stalker, but just a really big loser, and like the old saying goes, a beggar can't be a chooser.
In love with David's sister,
nothing I can do about it.
In love with David's sister,
just like everyone else.
In love with David's sister,
the unattainable girl.
In love, in love, in love
with David's sister. I know she has a name, it's just an inside joke, but if I uttered it out loud, it'd make the beef man choke. She could be goofy and silly and nerdy and weird, and when she smiled at you, it would always seem sincere. Me and my friends always talked about the geekiest stuff, but when she entered the room, all the guys shut up. She had superpowers just like Jessica Jones. That's from Brian Bennett's alias, for those that don't know. She was a movie buff, just like her big brother. It would have asked her to one, but I moved away that summer at least. That's my excuse for not having a spine. And if I had asked her, she'd probably just decline. And even though he's smaller, David would bash my head. I'd rather read a Chuck Austin comic book instead. That would be torture, just like this here crush. But I can't help it, my friend, I just like her so much.
In love with David's sister,
nothing I can do about it.
In love with David's sister,
just like everyone else.
In love with David's sister,
the unattainable girl.
In love, in love, in love
with David's sister. Boys don't cry and neither have I.
Well, maybe that
dude,
one time.
I'm serious, I just got dirt in my eye. I just miss listening to her overplay. Why once again, why did David's sister have to be a goddamn 10? It's not fair!
It's not fair!
But I do nothing about it. I guess it's just easier to sit down and start bitching about it, because I moved away and she's still on my mind. This angel was just so sweet and so kind and so cute and so smart. Naive and yet wise, I could spend 8 hours just looking into her eyes. This is kind of freaky. Feel like a stalker, like a loon, or a nut, or a dude off the stalker. Just wanna rip my hair out and send it to her. But wait, that's psycho. My life's becoming a blur. She's driving me insane, cause now I'm just blabbering, and it's all because of David's sister named Catherine.
In love with David's sister,
nothing I can do about it.
In love with David's sister,
just like everyone else.
In love
unattainable girl.
In love, in love, in love
with David's sister.